Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Did you ever write a story when you were young? Or did you ever just think about it? Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to write a successful fiction book series? Have you ever wanted to know what it would be like to be an ambassador for the Tim Tebow Foundation? Now, would you like to learn what happens when you lose someone you love, a relative, during 9/11? Tell me, have you ever heard of a series of books called Suzanne Lantana, High School Days? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to enjoy a creative life? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I'll be introducing you to my guest. She has been on the show before. She is a successful author, artist, and she will provide us with information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice about writing and about life. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk4Media and syndicated on 6 networks with over 4.5 million listeners to date. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. She has been writing since she could write. She loves expressing her feelings on paper and letting people read it and feel what she feels. She is a professional music artist as well, hoping to share that with us. She's won many awards for singing and writing, and she's truly blessed and thanks God every day. Her family is very big. It contains a mother, father, brother, cats, and herself. She grew up in Jersey City and now lives in New Jersey. Welcome to the show, Melissa Pettigiano. How are you doing today, dear?
I'm good. Thank you so very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be back on. I'm so excited.
Okay. Now, this is you were a young girl. How old were you when you started writing?
Oh, I was about six and a half. That's when I really,
really
started writing a whole bunch of stuff. And that's actually when I started writing Suzanne as well.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and how old are you now?
I'm 28. I just turned 28 on January 3rd.
Okay. So you've been writing for 22 years. Belated happy birthday.
Thank you.
My name is January, and I feel like I'm a surrogate January because I gave birth to two daughters in January.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, one has her birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
So you started writing at such a young age. Tell us a little bit about what it was like growing up in New Jersey.
Oh, well, Jersey, I mean, I'm a true Jersey girl. I mean, I love New York City. I'm only about 20 minutes away from New York, so I have the best of both worlds. I have New Jersey and New York, but growing up in New Jersey has always been a lot of fun, and it's home. It's really just a beautiful place.
Yeah. You know, when you were on the show earlier, you shared with us that losing your aunt, Arlene Babakitis, on September 11th, that really affected your life in a big way, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Very much so.
Mm-hmm. Now, you took part in some of the ceremonies. I remember you were on the show once before, and you talked about reading the names at the site.
Yes. It was the 9th anniversary, and I was asked to go down. There was a whole process. It was a lottery system, and I had been chosen to come down to read the names. And every bit of me wanted to be there, not just for my aunt who passed away, but also for everybody who passed away that day, who were hurt, for all of America and every other country, you know, the survivors, the firefighters, the police officers. We're a family. We're a huge family. We're a huge community, and we stick together in helping to fight against what isn't okay and fighting for justice the right way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was a very moving show that we did with you, and I'm sure there's not a day that goes by that your family doesn't miss your aunt. Now, you were writing the Suzanne Lantana High School Days, Part 2. Give us a brief summary of what happened to Suzanne in Part 1.
Well, in Part 1, she's just starting out. You know, she's in elementary school, and she's dealing with friendships and, you know, friendships that go well and friendships that don't go well, and then friendships that come back, you know, being rekindled again. She deals with birthday parties and, you know, 9/11, of course. I talk about 9/11 in the book in a non-scary way to help kids understand that they're not ever alone and that they can make it through anything and that the light's always at the end of the tunnel. That's really the whole gist of the whole book all together. But especially 9/11, I wanted children to understand, especially with that, that no matter how horrific a situation may be, there's always good that comes out of it. And with everything that's happening now, you know, in our world, we need more positivity, and we need to focus on the good in the world.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We need a lot of that, especially these days. So Part 1, it starts at what age?
Eight.
And it takes her to?
Roughly about 13, 14.
14.
You know, it's exciting to see her transition. Yeah.
Okay, so now Part 2, she's into high school days. So what does she experience when she's in high school?
Well, now she's experiencing what high school is all about, the different emotions that come with it, how she handles day-to-day classes and, you know, falling in love, breaking up, abusive relationships. The book talks and gives tips on how to overcome an abusive relationship. What to look out for. It also talks about experiencing prom for the first time and how that feels when you share it with somebody that you really care about. And it also talks about a very special thing that happens towards the end, and I don't want to give it away, but you get to see what her decision is going to be towards something very, very important in her life. And it has to do with her career path. So it's exciting.
Okay. And can you talk about what the V-Day surprise is?
Well, the V-Day surprise has to do with what she went through that day. Her boyfriend and her one of her best friend's boyfriend did something very special for them that day for Valentine's. And it's actually what I went through that day with a few different changes, but I get to share with the world really what I got to encounter at that age.
Okay. So she finds a boyfriend, falls in love, and then eventually she breaks up. So this is a pretty big topic for high school girls. It seems like we have a grandson in high school, and he's always telling us about this one or that one. And kids tend to connect in high school in a romantic, the beginnings of romance. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a lot of fun, but then the breakups are brutal, aren't they?
Oh my God, yeah. The breakups are no fun, but you learn from them. You know, you get to grow as a person. You know, there are some people that I know that I've grown up with, that I'm still friends with, that will tell me, you know, I still feel a certain way towards this particular person because of what they've done or what I went through. And we all have our history with different things, but you have to learn to grow from them. A lot of people don't take that time to really reflect, and I always tell them, just reflect and take the time to grow, because as you grow, you'll become better as a person and in every area of your life.
That's so true. Now, you're doing inspirational speaking. Do you speak at high schools?
I have, yes. I definitely have, and it's exciting. I especially speak with the younger youth, and I also speak with a lot of different groups overseas, who I deal with, of course, as well, with persecuted Christians and so forth, and I do a lot of inspirational speaking with helping empower them and helping them keep, you know, focused and being in prayer, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful to see.
What are some of the questions that kids in high school will ask you when you're speaking to them?
Well, they'll ask me, how will I really know that I'm in love, or how will I know that I'm with the right person? What signs should I be looking out for when it comes to being in a relationship? Is there a good sign, a bad sign? The typical questions, but they're important. And believe it or not, these questions everybody thinks about. I don't just think in high school. I think on any age, if you're looking for, you know, a good relationship, to be with somebody who's going to be supportive and positive and isn't going to hurt you in any way, shape, or form. So it's very important, especially starting off young, that they're instilled with good morals, good character, love, showing what true love really is, and that way they can carry that out from generation to generation.
Okay. And I wanted to share with our listeners after we come back from our break that Melissa has been honored, and she's a young people of distinction. She's a young people of distinction humanitarian. When we come back, Melissa, we're going to talk a little bit about your humanitarianism and also your music. We'll be right back.
Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Miller, the great success creator. Miles is a two-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January Jones, they'll explore how to be successful and what steps you can take to achieve the success you want. Visit successhq.net, leadup.biz, and learningbreaks.com. With over 30 years as a registered nurse with empathic ability, Carolyn Green, a.k.a. the Energy Nurse, is bridging the gap between traditional and alternative medicine. Certified in the areas of energy medicine, life coaching, and as a medical intuitive, she brings to each client an integrative approach to body, mind, and spirit. Her book, found on Balboa Press and Amazon, Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence, is a channel journey for clearing the mind clutter to bring about healthier thought patterns. As a motivational speaker, Carolyn brings new light to old issues and is engaging, interactive, and enlightening. With her newly launched The Energy Nurse jewelry line, she brings to you stones and crystals that are not only beautiful to wear, but balancing and healing as well. To contact or learn more about Carolyn, go to www.theenergynurse.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Wine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Wine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Wine Zone, and I'm visiting with a guest who is definitely not a whiner, and she writes about high school kids, so she's really got to be sure she's positive. Now, Melissa, you are musical, and you began, how old were you when you began singing?
Oh, I was really young also, around six and a half, seven, that's when I started really performing in school and so forth.
Okay, and your dad and your aunt, they were the doo-wop group.
Yeah.
I love this. They were named Ricky and Vicky. That's very good. And
yes,
they came out with Why Are You So In Love in the early 60s. They were with the Angletone Records. So that you were around music all your life, weren't you?
Oh, my God, yeah. Ever since I was little, my parents told me one of the first stories that they knew that I was musically inclined is when we would go shopping and I'd be sitting in the cart and the music would be playing and I'd be bopping along to the sound of the music in cue and on point, and I'd be trying to hum along as well. So that's how my family knew, starting to see that something was different.
Okay. Well, recently you've written a song, and we're going to play it now. And the song is entitled Gave You One More Chance. We're going to hear the song, and when we come back, Melissa's going to share with us what was the inspiration for the song. Wow, you are very good.
Thank you.
That is the first time I've actually heard you sing, and that explains why you received so many awards. Now, it's interesting, you wrote that particular song with your father, right?
Yes, my father and I both wrote this song together.
Okay, how is it like working with Dad?
It was great. I mean, the process for him and I, it's very simple. We both know what we want, what we're looking for, and how we want things to sound. And when we get together and we work on it, it just comes beautifully. It just flows, really.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this your first record, or have you done others?
I had released Gave You One More Chance, the original, back in 2009. And at that time, when we were starting to promote it, my mother, unfortunately, she had gotten ill. She was diagnosed with cancer, colon cancer. And at that time, I had said I wanted to put everything on hold to be with my family. That was what was most important. So finally, about sometime last year, I decided, okay, I want to revamp the song. And I got to work with a wonderful producer, a multi-platinum producer named Mr. Mig. And he's worked with many wonderful artists in the industry. And we just got in the studio, started working together, and the rest is history.
Okay. Now, is this? Let's talk a little bit about the lyrics. Is this a personal song, or is this something Suzanne would have sang?
It's something I and Suzanne would sing. At the time, I was in a relationship that I had just gotten out of, and I had a lot of different emotions going on, and I really started to reflect on relationships and what people go through. And I said to my father, I have this song, I have this melody and, you know, this whole thing in my mind, and I really want your opinion. So he started to hear what I was saying, and he too started to feel certain things towards it as well, and we just started putting it down. It took us literally less than a week to get the song done.
Oh, wow. That's very fast. And then when you go to a recording studio, how long does it take to actually get it recorded, and who provided the music for you?
Well, my father laid down a lot of the work, the original track, for example, and then, of course, I laid down the vocals, and my father and I were working together on how we wanted it to sound with the producer. And we were able to record that in the studio no less than 2 days. And when it came to doing the remix, it took a little longer because we wanted the right sound for now of what we wanted to really put out on it. And it came out beautifully. I couldn't be more happier.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. I'm glad we could share it with our listeners. Just backing up a little bit, I spoke earlier about the fact that you were Young People of Distinction and you received a humanitarian award. Tell us a little bit what that was like.
Oh, that was amazing. I had done a show with the wonderful Al Cole from CBS Radio, and after the show, he was telling me all about the People of Distinction and how he said that I fit much of what his organization stands for, and he wanted to have me be a recipient of this award. And what was a wonderful friend named Maria Hodges, who is a sole survivor of the 9/11 attacks, she nominated me to have this award. And I had to go through a process. I had to have different interviews with different board members, and then I finally got the green light to say, yes, you will be receiving this award. And it was such a magical night. And what's so amazing, too, is the day I received it in the city was the same day that would have been my Aunt Arlene's birthday. Bittersweet, really. I mean, it was just, I wish she was there, obviously, physically, but I know she was there in spirit, and it just made my day even more brighter.
We'll be right back.
January's co-host, Connie Cockrell, the author of Mystery at the Fair, has been writing since 2011 after a challenge from her daughter. An eclectic writer, she's written mysteries, sci-fi, fantasy, and even a thriller. She has been included in 4 different anthologies and published on the e-zine Everyday Fiction. Connie continues to write and entertain with whatever comes into her head. You can find her books on most ebook retail sites. Paperback editions are also available. Be sure to visit her at www.conniesrandomthoughts.com, on Facebook, and on Twitter at Connie Cockrell. The new book, God Reconsidered, Searching for the Truth in the Battle Between Atheism and Religion by Scott Smith, explains why both militant atheists and believers in traditional religions ignore inconvenient truths. Scott argues in favor of the insights of Gnostic Christianity. Check out www.godreconsidered.com to read a sample chapter. That's godreconsidered.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities? In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
Also, I'd like to announce that Priceless Personality is available at audiblebooks.com. Today, we're visiting with a priceless personality. Her name is Melissa Pettigiano. And Melissa, would you share with my listeners your website information and also where they can get your books and where they can hear your music?
Sure. It's www.suzannelantana.com, and I'll spell that for everybody. It's S-U-Z. A-N-N-E-L-A-N-T-A-N-A.com. And my Kindle edition of my book for Suzanne Lantana High School Days is available at Barnes & Noble. And also, my first book is available worldwide. And when it comes to my music, it'll be available on iTunes, Amazon, where all music is sold within this month. And Nimbit currently is selling it as well.
Okay, wonderful. Now, let's talk a little bit about the working with the Tim Tebow Foundation. Tell us how that came about and what you do for them.
Well, growing up, I had always heard about Tim Tebow, and I loved what he stood for, not only as a person, but also for the fact that he's a wonderful football player. And as I got older and I started getting more within the industry and doing a lot more outreach, especially with helping different organizations, I got to learn a lot about Tim's foundation. And as I started learning more about it, I really felt connected to the foundation in so many different ways. A, because it's on the foundation of our Lord Jesus Christ, and B, because of all the wonderful people it is helping, not just the children, but also the families. And that touches me very, very much, especially when it comes to special needs. There's a section that they do Night to Shine, which has to do with having proms for special needs adults. And my brother is a special needs young adult, and that really touched me. So once I started learning, I reached out, and I started to get more involved in becoming a member. And then it just pretty much took off from there, and I started, I just recently had my first Dine to Donate event, and we're looking into doing more this year. So I'm very excited.
Oh, that sounds fascinating. What a wonderful opportunity. Another fascinating thing that when I was reading your biography that you did with your mother, share with us about the movie that you made about 9/11.
Oh, that was a very interesting and very therapeutic time, to be honest. We were approached by ACLJ to do this, and I was so on board to do it because I really wanted us to tell our story, to tell what our family members were like and what that day was truly like for us, and wanting to help people understand that we have a job, we have a responsibility to not only protect our own, but also others from terrorist attacks, and to be able to share the light on the life of our loved ones and on the survivors and what's really transpired was something that needed to be done, and it'll continue to be done.
And how long did it take you to make this movie?
It didn't take very long. Our parts to come in to do it, we were there for a couple of hours, and then once it was done, they take care of the rest of what needed to be.
Bill O'Reilly's show, what was he like?
That was an interesting situation. My mom got to do her interview on that show and got to talk about what 9/11 was like and what we've been doing since then. And I also did my own interview piece for that. And to be able to keep the legacy and the love and light alive of our, you know, my aunt, for example, and all the ones who passed away is what needs to be continued.
And are you still involved with the Points of Light organization?
Oh, yes, I am, definitely.
And share with us a little bit about the flag stitching event that took place in 2011.
Oh, wow, that was an amazing time. We were invited by, you know, the White House and everybody to come down to be a part of that. And to be able to stitch a flag that is now hanging in the museum is a part of history. To be with other family members and others who stitched it is truly such a blessing. And now people get to learn more about that and what, you know, each family has endured leading up to that point and, you know, now.
For sure. And, you know, another interesting is that you donate helpful in donating hair. Talk about that. Share that with our listeners.
Well, I was in a very bad car accident about 3 years ago and still recovering from it. And what happened was my hair grew so long, it went past my back all the way below my buttock area. And I had said I really wanted to donate hair to a child in need. And my doctors weren't sure if I was going to be able to do that because of the head condition that I have. And I said, well, I would really love to if I can. And a wonderful family friend came to my house, and she cut my hair, and we were able to send it in for a little girl who needs hair.
Oh, what a wonderful thing to do. Isn't it? You are such an eclectic, very busy young lady. How do you find time to do, how do you schedule your life? How do you keep it under control?
Well, for me, what's very important is keeping my focus on Jesus and making sure that in everything that I do, he's number one. Then, you know, doing prayer, of course. I make sure to keep my life balanced, and I make sure my personal life is private, but when it comes to my work, you know, there's different aspects of it that showcase in it, but I have to make sure I space things out, and that's what's very important. A lot of people think that you just got to keep going and going and going, but no, you have to really space it.
Now, what do you do for relaxation?
Oh, for relaxation, I love listening to music. I love reading books. I love going to the movies and being with family and friends. These things make me very calm. I love going to the beach when it's warm. It's just, that really makes me happy.
Okay. And you shot a video for National Homeless Youth Awareness to educate others about people, brothers and sisters who are being homeless in the United States and around the world. How did you promote that video?
Well, HomeAid had approached me to do a wonderful video, and I was so happy to be a part of it. I love what they're doing, and November is National Homeless Youth Awareness Month, so we put a video together, and ever since that video went up, you know, I speak to many different groups and places regarding homelessness and how we need to do more, especially in our country. It was interesting. I had recently went to Philadelphia with a wonderful friend of mine, one of my best friends, and she and I got to see so many homeless people in the streets, and it just broke my heart because America is such a beautiful, bright country, and we have so much that we can be doing to help, you know, the homeless, and to see them in the street, it shouldn't be happening.
Oh, yeah. It's a national tragedy, and we really need to address it. You also are working with helping persecuted Christians. Share with us what you do and who are these Christians that you help?
Well, the persecuted Christians, there's many different organizations that I'm a part of. Open Doors is one, Persecuted Christians is another, just to give a few. And what we do is we help Christians not only be more empowered in their faith, especially when they're a minority in other countries, but we also help former Muslims, former Jews, former Buddhists and atheists, et cetera, who have come to the faith and help them, you know, understand what they're going through and how God is with them and how he's going to help them overcome what they're dealing with in any area of where they're living.
Okay. So then it's an organization that's worldwide And you also work with Gospel for Asia, and Voice of Martyrs, and then the Catholic Church, of course, and you're active in donating clothes to Africa. Where do you collect these clothes?
Well, I send a lot of my own clothes. I also have a lot of family, friends, and other people that I get in contact with through the church that if they don't want anything, you know, they want to donate, they'll give me the clothes, and then we'll send it down. We actually sent recently two new boxes down with all full of clothing, different essentials and things that they need down in Africa. And it makes me happy to just give back and to see them happy living their full potential.
Uh-huh. And then your area was impacted by Hurricane Katrina, and then you're in the community. There were fire victims who lost their homes. Did that happen at the same time as Hurricane Katrina?
No, it was a little separate from that time period. But what was wonderful is that we were able to donate cases of water to the schools here in our hometown for that. And just really be a part of the community to help everybody who's in need.
And that is truly, truly the American way. What a wonderful family you have and how active everyone is. And you're doing so much to help others. And that is all based on your spirituality, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. It's based off of spirituality. It's also based off of, you know, what God tells us to love others and to be good to others as you would want, you know, them to be to you, and to share the truth and to share the love and to let that person who's living in darkness know that there is light and you can be that light for that person.
And you are inspiring to so many people. Also, I want to talk about my inspiring sponsors. We're going to hear from them. And when we come back, we're going to spend our last segment chatting with Melissa about her writing career and what kind of advice she has for people who are listening who are thinking about starting a career of their own. We'll be right back.
Are you living the life you always wanted? Is your relationship fulfilling or a constant roller coaster ride? Do you know how to chart your own path? If you are sick of struggling, overwhelmed, stressed, but desire balance, emotional freedom, and a purposeful life, then it's time to try something that really works. Dr. Casey's unique result-oriented emotional mastery technique will teach you how to be your own therapist while empowering you to be your best. Learn more at drsimoncasey.com. That's drsimoncasey.com. From cowgirl to caregiver to consultant, meet Becky Fiola, author of The Elder Care Consultant, your guide to making the best choices possible. Growing up on remote ranches across the western states, she tended to orphan creatures large and small. Later on, that nurturing instinct served her well as the primary caregiver for her late husband. And now, she offers hope and guidance as a consultant to the elderly and their families. When you need advice on caring for an aging loved one, you can find those answers and her book at Amazon.com and her website, www.assistedlivingadvantage.com. Do you want to learn how to live into your dreams? One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams. The new book by Tom Ingracia and Jared Kredemski captures the thought-provoking stories of 16 people from all walks of life who have triumphed over adversity to achieve their goals. Plus, you'll get 10 self-assessment tools to design your own blueprint for success. Unlock your true potential. Fulfill your dreams. Be inspired. One Door Closes is available from Amazon.com.
January Jones wants you to grow your business fast, getting free PR, doing interviews with podcasters and internet radio shows. Grab your free copy of our audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Grab your copy right now at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Real Fast January Jones. I'm visiting with my wonderful guest today, Melissa Pecciano. Melissa, let's talk a little bit about writing. Do you, what kind of a write every day, or how do you?
I write every day, typically. I love writing a whole bunch of stuff. My writing process, when it came to writing Suzanne Lantana, it was first all on paper and then typing everything up. So that's really normally my process. Some of my favorite writers are Shakespeare, the Holy Bible, obviously, getting to learn the Word of God, Judy Blume, Jack Cranfield. The list is endless.
And you sound like you're a compulsive writer and reader. What advice do you have for some young woman or man out there who are thinking about a writing career or a career in music? What advice can you give them?
My advice to them is never give up. Always go for your dreams. Learn who you are first as a person. You know, this industry can be really crazy at times, and you really need to know who you are first before you really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Once you learn who you are, then figuring out what you want out of both careers or one of the careers or any career that you're doing will become much easier.
And as far as that goes, did you have one particular mentor that inspired you with your career?
Growing up, I had many, but one in particular for writing was one of my teachers named Miss Ty, God rest her soul. She was very instrumental when it came to me writing my books and when it came to her pushing me forward to create a book.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so grateful for her because I know today if she was here, she'd be so happy and so proud, and I thank her every time when I speak about it because she really gave me that extra push in a positive way.
Now, what advice do you have for people listening who are inspired by all the charitable activities you have done and accomplished or involved with? What advice do you have for someone who wants to get involved in philanthropy themselves?
My advice is definitely research the organizations that you really want to work with. Make sure that you feel connected with them and that that's really the big thing. You want to make sure you feel connected and that you are on the same page of what you want to do. And just then take the next step to contact and start doing it. You know, philanthropy really too, without people realizing it, just a simple smile to somebody, opening the door for somebody, it doesn't necessarily have to be giving anything. It can all start with that, and then it builds itself up.
And, you know, there's so many opportunities in communities like yours and mine and throughout the country to volunteer. There's so many people who are retired who can volunteer in schools. They can volunteer at shelters. You just have to really be a little proactive with it, don't you agree?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You have to really love it, and you also have to really want to do it. Being a volunteer is so fulfilling in so many ways, and to hear that thank you and to see that person smile and to see them happy, that's the reward at the end of the day that means the most.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Now, briefly before we close out, just share with our listeners, how does your faith play such a big role in your life?
Oh, faith plays such a huge role in my life and everything that I do. From the moment I get up to the moment I go to bed, my focus is always 150% and beyond on our Lord Jesus. And in every aspect that I do, if it's not aligning with the Word of God and what God wants for me, I will not do it. And I pray on it, and He answers. He answers in big ways, in positive ways, and it's just beautiful. I always tell everybody, just open your heart and ask God, and He will show you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have to, at some point along the way, you have to take time, you have to quiet down, and you have to be able to listen to what He has to say. Don't you agree?
Oh, yes, definitely. We can all get caught up in so much, but we really have to be open and willing to listen, and He will answer you. He will answer everything that you need, and He's so loving, and He loves everybody, and He created us all, so we just have to be willing to open our hearts and have that relationship with Him.
And sometimes you may hear things that you really don't want to hear, but they're probably the things that you absolutely, positively need to hear. So I think that opening your heart and your soul to spirituality will all it can do is help improve your life. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know that a lot of people sometimes can't handle certain things that are being said, and I always say I'd rather be hated for telling the truth than loved for a lie. I don't believe in that. I'd rather you know the truth, because from where I'm coming from, it's always out of love, always out of passion, always out of wanting to see the best for you. So that is something that people need to really realize, and they'll get it. You just have to pray for them.
Oh, for sure. And now, briefly, what are you working on next? What's your next project?
Well, currently right now we are working on the Dying to Donate event, the next one for the Tim Tebow Foundation. I'm busy promoting my music and my books, and hopefully I'll be in the studio soon working on my album, and that's what's happening at the moment.
Oh, wonderful. Well, keep us posted, and when your album comes out, let us know, and we'll have you back on the show. I love listening to your music. Thank you, and we'll look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you so very much. It's a pleasure, and I look forward to being back.
To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today with Melissa. Isn't she an amazing gal? My upcoming guests are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing, just like Melissa. This is a show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. I'd love to welcome you to our No Whining World. When you can, sign on to my website, januaryjones.com. You know, we really love sharing our stories and our struggles, and especially our secrets for success. Always remember my mantra: if you think it, then you can do it. So now, dear friends, stop whining, start smiling, and then you can go out and share our show and Melissa with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my guest today, Melissa. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Sorantos.
This is Sorantos, and you're listening to January Jones. I hope you enjoy the music.
Every year that goes by, time makes it a little bit easier. But even as I wonder,
Sorantos. I hope you enjoyed January Jones' latest episode.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra: if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.